What's up, guys? This is another episode of the No Sense Podcast. We're getting a lot of feedback. We're still super excited about what's going down. We're just going to get right into things tonight. Again, I'm Retro Miles, Marcus Miles, whatever. On Instagram, I'm Retro Miles. I got to start introducing myself like Larry did. And you want to introduce yourself, tell the people who you are?
What's good, everybody? This is Larry, also known as Moosey. You know, I go by my IG nickname, underscore Moosey. And that's M-O-U-C-E-Y, not Mousy.
Like Mickey Mouse.
Of course, not Mickey Mouse.
So, yeah, I just want to get right into things. One of the last episodes that we did, I talked about me not being able to make the Fantasia show. And thanks to the man over here, he made it happen. Like, at the last minute, I was able to go to the show. So, again, I want to thank you for that.
I do what I can.
And it was the best Fantasia show I've been to date. It was like, and I've been to, I've seen a lot of different venues, a lot of different places. This was the best show. This holiday show, this Christmas show was the absolute best. Did you and your sister enjoy it? What was your take on it?
Listen, I always enjoy Fantasia's concerts. You know, that's not my first time, but I was very happy that my sister went. You know, that was her first concert ever in, you know, in a long time. And she was really, like, on her feet the entire time. And I was sitting there more shocked at my sister than Fantasia, but we had a great time.
Yeah, Fantasia was awesome. It got me even more in the holiday spirit. It was just another level of Fantasia. She's definitely grown as an artist. And so it just definitely got me in the mood for Christmas. Christmas is slowly approaching, like it's knocking at the door right now.
Not
so
slowly.
It's here. Yeah, it's definitely
Monday.
Here. It's definitely here. So, with Christmas being here, it's been like, you know, you going to the holiday parties and stuff. Some holiday parties, you get to drink and all that kind of stuff. What is too drunk for a holiday party? Or is it not too drunk? It's a party everybody letting their head down. Like, what's too drunk for a holiday party?
So you asking me?
Yeah, like,
what's too drunk?
What's too drunk?
I don't think you should be asking me what's too drunk. Okay? You already know. I think that's when everybody let their hair down and have a good time. That's just almost like holiday parties.
But you still have to have a certain amount of decorum
At work, I think that's when they schedule them not doing, you know, business hours. You know what I mean? It's always, you know, late hours, like maybe 6.
But even still, you don't want to be viewed as the office drunk. You know what I mean?
I do.
So, you don't mind?
Sometimes it's on a Friday. And you know, we all do it. I don't think there is drunk or too drunk.
I think they can be a too drunk at a holiday party. If you're stumbling or you're making out with the...
Hey.
If you're making out with your coworkers and propositioning people and stuff, I think you might be a little bit too drunk. No, your thing is it's never too drunk for a holiday party.
And if it's starting at 6 o'clock and I get up at 7 o'clock, I'm starting before the holiday party. Okay.
See, I think that's the problem. People start pre-gaming.
Oh, pre-gaming. It's
and they
like
start messing up when they start the pre-game.
Oh yeah.
So I think that's what happens a lot of times with people. They start pre-gaming. So.
But you know why I think people pre-game? It's so they can let loose, so they can go in there and really just have a good time, because you don't want to go into the office party all stuffy. It's not work.
Yeah, you got to loosen up a little bit. So it's like, I get it. So another thing that I wanted to talk about is I feel like I'm being bombarded by like this technology takeover.
Okay.
So the other night we were at the bar, and they have a jukebox at the bar, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it was this guy at the bar that was running the whole jukebox from his cell phone.
Right.
Who was considerably older than us and older than me. So I was interested in, like, you know, what made you want to even... Are you a big technology person? Are you into that? So we was having a little conversation about that. And I was just like, I would never do that. Like, I would never sync my phone with... and a lot of people do it. But I just feel a pressure all the time to be more technology savvy. And I'm not. I feel like... It takes the fun away from putting a dollar in a jukebox. And some people rather not deal with cash and stuff, but I'm just old like that. What you think?
No, I just think, well, you know, with that experience. So, you know, I know people that always go in there with their phone and play the music. Because you want to hear, like, good music. I don't want to go into no bar and it's just dry. So I know people that play the music. But, you know, what I did, I sync my phone to it, and I always pay the extra dollar on my card
so I can
skip it. You have to.
I just think that takes the fun away from the whole experience, though.
But who carries cash anymore like that?
I still like a good amount of little petty cash balled up in my wallet.
So
like,
you can spend it quickly.
Yeah, and lose it.
And lose it.
Yeah. But I'm just old like that. I like to have some cash. I'm just old school like that. But I just feel like technology is definitely taking over and all that kind of stuff. And another thing about technology that I kind of wanted to hit on is this whole net neutrality thing that's going on with thing. And I just feel like that's a very dangerous thing that I feel like if we can, we need to stop from happening. And what I gather from the whole thing is that there'll be different speeds of internet based on what you can afford.
Sure.
I don't think that that's a good thing at all, because it'll limit your knowledge and you'll limit what you find out about different things that's going on. I just don't think it's a good idea. How you feel about it?
Well, I mean, I don't think it will limit your knowledge. I think it will limit your access to knowledge for these new generation kids, these millennials. Maybe it's a thing that's taking people back to do more research and go into books and stuff. You know what I mean? So I don't think that...
Speaking of research, next season we'll have a research team.
You have to. But then I also think that the way the world is going and society is going, that you will need to have access to technology. And everybody doesn't have the financial ability to, get more internet access, you know what I mean, or pay for more speed. It doesn't make sense. But then you have to go to your providers as well. It's just too much.
It's a lot. It's and a I lot. Just think it's that lot. It's, even with like the kids nowadays, I know like a lot of parents that have kids in school, you have to have internet and stuff.
You have to.
For your kids to do that. I just think it's just a very dangerous thing, and it's not cool at all to me, I don't think. Speaking about internet, Jada Pinkett took to...
What is she doing now?
She took to her internet, her IG account and her social medias and Twitter and all that kind of stuff, and was basically ranting and going off about how no major press jacket would even look at Girl Strip to be considered for any awards. So she just felt like it was another diss. But on the flip side of that, her and Will have been known to complain when they don't get recognized for something. So is this just another tantrum, or is she really bringing attention to something? What do you think?
I don't really think it's necessarily Will. I just think it's Jada. Girl Trip was very good. Girl Trip was a very good movie. I think I saw it twice. Maybe three times. I think I rented it on demand. But I don't think it was, for me, I don't think it was worthy of an award. Like, who's going to... but they're getting their accolades individually, but
they're winning at the box office as well. Oh, she's having the best year ever too.
She's not complaining. People want to complain for what?
Oh, but it started with her not being nominated for award. So that's what Jada
was very funny.
Yeah, but so that's what Jada was really up in arms about.
She was gonna get
Tiffany
an award
had
for what,
a get, I guess for her role in Girl Strip, but then it wasn't here. And that's the thing. But my whole thing too, now we know for a fact that black dollars, black people besides me, I'm not the only black person that don't go to the movies. But
and I don't like that.
Black dollars really matter at the box office. Mm-hmm. So we want stuff that represent us at the box office, people that we can see, and that we're not always represented in the box office. But when you do make a movie and it doesn't get awarded or nominated for anything, it's kind of like, do I look like a sore loser, or am I just complaining? But our dollars really matter, because that movie did incredibly well in the box office, but it just didn't get nominated for any awards. So do you want the accolades, or do you want the coins?
They really want their accolades, because just like Will Smith, whatever he puts out, he gets money for it. I think that when you put certain people on a pedestal, they automatically think, if I haven't been in a movie in a long time, and now I'm in this movie, I should get this, because you should be honored that I was in this movie. And I think that's what Jada did. Queen Latifah, was she arguing about it? It's no reason to.
No,
I think that when you put certain people on a pedestal, they feel like they should get these accolades. And for me, it's not that deep, but I see how they are. But they already up there. They have their own production companies and everything.
Right. And what people were saying about Will when he complained about that movie that he wasn't nominated for, people saying he wasn't that great. That wasn't his best role.
It wasn't that great.
He didn't deserve to be nominated for anything.
He didn't deserve, but Will Smith can't do no wrong with this.
Yeah.
At all.
Speaking of Will.
At all.
Will has joined Instagram, everybody. It was a big thing that was trending on Instagram this week.
And I subscribed to it.
And Will has joined Instagram, which I'm surprised it took him so long to get on the bandwagon. But I know Justin Timberlake gave him a little school on the selfie and all that kind of stuff that was going on. So yeah, Will Smith is on Instagram. Just JT, gave him a little tutorial on how to take, selfies, and that's the kind of stuff. So do you think IG is a mandatory? Like, is it a must-have? Like, do you have to have an Instagram? Because I can't live without mine.
I think Instagram is fun. It's just basically taking pictures. You're not really causing no controversy unless you're putting something in your your message under your picture.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Instagram is fun. But then I really don't. Now on the flip side, I don't like Instagram is because some people, feel as though that they should kind of like live by that. Say if you like looking nice all the time, they may think that Rachel Miles got this and got that, so they're trying to live their life just like that. That's the only reason I don't like
Instagram. Yeah, you can feed too much into it, but that's why I limit the people that I watch. I don't really watch hood fat people. I don't really subscribe to people like that I know that I can see at the club like that randomly, but like really I follow like celebrities that inspire me, people in fashion that inspire me. I don't know what Mika Loves Jayden is doing down the street. I don't follow people like that, or that's not my thing. So I don't get into people's lifestyles like that unless I know they have considerably a large amounts more money than me. I don't live by courtesy through people. And if you're looking at mine, please understand I don't have nothing.
And I don't look at it because nine times
I don't have
anything. And
I
don't
get into that because I did hear like early on a few years ago people were saying that Instagram and shit was making them depressed.
No, it
because
was.
They was looking at people's lives and thinking they had it. But why are you judging based on that? That is not a cool thing.
Some people wish. I mean, that's another thing. But some people look at this and think it's so glamorous. You don't know what people are doing to make their pictures like that. Nine times out of ten, they don't even look that cute because it's filtered. I, on the other hand, look good. I'm just saying. But you know what I mean? It's filtered. So that's the only reason why I don't like it. But I think it's fun. Now, I don't like Facebook.
I don't have a Facebook.
It's just every day you wake up, it's all this negativity because you're only posting stuff. You know what I mean? IG is more of pictures. You know what I mean?
But you were saying that you wanted to talk about something that was a post on, was it Facebook or was it Instagram?
No, it's Twitter, which I love Twitter because you get the news on Twitter. You can see Trump on Twitter saying all dumb stuff.
Oh, they say every morning at 6 o'clock, oh, Trump is downloading some BS for you to wake
it.
Up to.
Oh, I love
they
it.
They say every day he wakes Twitter up. Like, he good morning Vietnam. They say every morning. They say every morning he is waking you up with
and I
the
like
mess.
It sometimes. Like,
they say he be here for the mess every morning at 6:30.
He's full of drama and stuff.
They say 6:30 he's stirring the pots early.
And it's him. It's not nobody else. It's not his chief of staff. It's
they
Donald
say
Trump
is stirring it early. He's waking it up.
So, no, I was on Twitter last night just scrolling through, and I ran across this tweet. And so a person said, I stopped asking the do you have a boyfriend question a long time ago because it has nothing to do with me. If you continue to give me your time and your attention, then that's your boyfriend problem, not mine.
Mm-mm.
So what you think about that? I think that's dumb. It pretty much means you're wasting your time. And if you already know they have a boyfriend, why are you even talking to them?
Well, my whole thing with that is,
yeah,
I don't know how I feel. I'm kind of indifferent about it because, there will be times when you'll be dating or talking to somebody and they won't disclose everything that they have going on and you'll never know. For me, like,
I don't ask the question because I don't date.
I will say this.
What?
As far as I'm concerned, you explaining to me that you are with somebody that you don't have no intentions on leaving, or that you are with and you are, y'all are in a whole full-fledged situation is a no-go for me. Now, if you kind of exiting out of a situation, I know when the heart break, it don't break even, it take a little cleanup. Sometimes if you've been together 2 years, it take a whole year to break up. You know what I mean? So
In
some cases,
I think if I break up with you today, we are done today. Don't call my phone. You may just
in some places. So my whole thing is like, if you just straight want me to be, I ain't never just signed up to be no straight up whole side nigga. I'm not signing up for that.
Uh-uh.
I'm not subscribing to that ever. I've been in situations where it sort of looked like that might be what is going on. Not to say that I never, but for the most part, like I gotta know, like you getting out of the situation is cleaned up. Like I don't have to worry about that. Because people will make you feel special and look stupid at the same time.
The same time.
People will make you look special. They make you feel special and look stupid at the same time. But I don't know. Like, I mean, just to tell me, like, you straight from the brick, like, I want to talk to you, but I got a whole nother situation that ain't going nowhere, ain't nothing changing about that. I ain't signing up for that.
But why do you want to be a side piece?
I ain't signing up for that.
I just don't understand that at all. The side piece is for what, though? What are you getting out of that? 9 times 10, they're not going to leave the person that they with, so what are you getting enjoying?
Now, I've had side pieces. Now, I've had side pieces. Most of them, my side pieces are usually like my exiting strategy. Like, if I get a side piece, and not even a side piece, if I meet somebody else while I was in the situation, I was slowly closing that door, and this is the new prospect, or this is the new thing. But I've been in another situation where I was dealing with a person that they were in a relationship, I was in a relationship, and it was like a boy, like, that, you're my boyfriend number two. Like, it was that situation, like, legit. Like, we both knew about each other's relationship, we both respected each other's relationship, but we would creep off and do our thing.
I think that's the
time. I mean, that's just when you're young.
We had to creep off. No, you ain't young. How young were you?
I was in my early 20s.
In your early 20s. And you ain't no better at that age?
Nope.
That's a problem.
I ain't care.
Yeah, see, you just said that I don't care still. And that's not right. Sometimes
it get on me.
Yeah, it get on you. Oh, it get on you all the time.
That thing will hijack you.
It will take the life
right out. I don't care spirit will hijack you. It will hijack me. So, yeah, so that was my thing with that. So, with that, another thing on IG, since we're talking about posts, the Jake sisters and Tamar just had a full-fledged love fest on each other on IG this week. And, you know, they were calling each other sisters and how much they love each other and expressing their love for one another. And I thought that was really, really dope. I love those friendships that you find out about you never knew people were friends and they really super-duper tight. And you find out later on, like, you never knew that they were friends. So I love little friendships and stuff like that. So I just thought that was a cool thing. So what do you think that conversation is like? What do you think a night, if you had to imagine, what is a night with Tamar and the Jake sisters looking like?
With Tamar, first of all, Tamar.
You know, Tamar likes strip clubs. She loves strip clubs.
She likes strip clubs and she likes smacking her mouth. She likes saying girl all the time and she thinks she is, you know, fierce, that diva. And so the Jake sisters are probably like that too. I think Tamar is a good time. I love her. Like,
yeah, they was really, really loving Tamar.
That's my sister.
So what do you think they look like? You think they going out to eat? You think they having drinks? What you think?
Oh, I know they have like a cocktail.
It's definitely libations involved.
Yes, Team Jake's children have cocktails, guys. There's nothing wrong with a cocktail. I'm telling you that. There's nothing wrong with a little cocktail. Well, lots for me because I need it. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. They probably having a good time. And then
Can you imagine the money?
But listen, and you know they probably go to
dropping.
And they go to church as well.
Yeah, they preachers.
Yeah.
They preachers. Bishop Jake's daughters are preachers now.
Tamar grew up in that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so she's the preacher's kid too, and they preacher's kids. So they probably had the best fun. They probably have the best fun, and then they just right just dropping and just spending, like eating and having a good time.
You know, probably took her up under his wing, and so naturally, you know, if she's a genuine person, like I know she is, because we talk all the time.
And your head?
No.
Who, you and Tamar?
Yes! Her number is, like, no. But I think she probably is a genuine person, and so naturally, if you're a genuine person, you know, the daughter's probably, you know, adopted her up on her wing, and he probably just having a good time.
Yeah, it looked like they was having a really, really good time on
the pictures. It's not for
show. On Instagram.
Who the
and as soon as I seen it, all I could think was, hey, sister, soul sister, and you don't know my stuff.
I just thought a cocktail.
You don't know my club, sister. And
I just thought a cocktail.
Oh, you just thought cocktails?
Yeah,
you
seen cocktail be flowing.
You seen a picture and thought a chameleon and cocktails.
Oh, my goodness. And not red wine, but teleport. Okay? I'm just saying. I enjoy it.
Yeah, I just thought it was really cool to see. Speaking of friendships, because I just thought I'd throw this out there because I'm very interested in little stuff like that. So speaking of friendships that we didn't know about, when I thought about this particular thing with the Jake sisters, I thought about a rivalry and a legendary beef that I don't want to bring back up, but I just had to let people know, like, you would not believe that these two people were not cool for a long, long time. And it's kind of like old news, but I just thought about that situation. You know, Oprah and Whoopi did not speak for almost 20 years after they did The Color Purple.
I can see that, though.
And it was because of a rumor.
But, you know, it's like that all the time, though.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like that with a lot of, like, celebrities. Yeah. And all that. That just goes back to, you know, like, that whole Brandy Monica thing. It's the same thing, too.
Right,
so, which the industry will have you, like, at odds for no reason.
And can you imagine the magic, the black girl magic that could have
been produced between Whoopi and Oprah all them years that they did not speak. They did not speak after the color purple. And they went on to do great. But can you imagine the powerhouses? And guess what? Both teams or people were in both of their ears saying, she doesn't like you and she doesn't like you.
I think everything happens for and sometimes for me, I think that two powerhouses cannot be together. It just don't work for me. Sometimes for me, and I just don't think so. And it's whatever you do, I just think
their stars were rising at the same time. So when she was hosting the Academy Awards and Oprah was hosting,
they were doing the same thing. They was arriving.
Now Whoopi definitely, as far as her craft is concerned, Whoopi definitely have way more under her belt as far as acting and all that kind of stuff, as far as industry-wise. Mm-hmm. Whoopi Goldberg is an EGOT winner, so that means, and it's only like a handful of them in the world. Yeah. She's won an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. Yeah. So she has all of those. So she's very accomplished.
She's an amazing person.
Whoopi is one of my favorite actresses, by the way. But I just was like, damn, like they went all those years without even speaking. We worked together and made this magical gem of a film, and we never speak because people telling me you don't like me and people telling you I don't like you. And when they finally sat down and talked, like they both had so many endearing things to say about each other, and they just thought, like, and matter of fact, another cool thing how they got together, they both was at Tyler Perry's house and he like kind of shoved them in the kitchen together. Yeah, Tyler Perry is so mixy. But he put them together and they just talked. And she was like, and Whoopi,
that's so he can keep himself when upright.
And Whoopi asked her first, like, did I do something to you?
I don't like
her. And Oprah was like, I thought you was mad at me all these years. So they just ended
up
talking.
But you don't think those two could have really talked?
Not without. Sometimes you need a mutual friend with people.
Years.
20 years. If it didn't happen all that time, it wasn't going to happen.
It wasn't going to happen.
So that's why I think he should have. They was at the same place. They was in his house.
They probably said, we both old. Let's just get over it.
And it could have possibly been something. Because, I mean, that long, we worked together. I seen you going on great things. I never sent you flowers. And Oprah said that she loved the relationship that Whoopi had with her mother. And when her mother died, you know, she just grieves for her. And all that kind of stuff. Because Whoopi's mother was on the set of Color Purple.
Right.
So she's seen that relationship. And Oprah didn't grow up with her mom. So she always loved the relationship that Whoopi had with her
mother. Did she really love it?
Yeah, she said it.
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
So much envy and jealousy and stuff like that.
Envy and jealousy.
You just never know what people, but I was always kind of floored
by that whole situation that they had never spoken, and for them to be a part of such an amazing project that like everybody that was involved with that went on to be uber successful.
Right.
Even Steven Spielberg was one of his earlier films. Like everybody just went on to just do great, and like I don't know, it's just a little weird, so I always like to bring that up. And so that was another thing I can bring up. But any feuds, have you ever had an ongoing feud with a person and you didn't know why y'all didn't like each other, or you didn't know what was going on, like, and you just couldn't figure out, you know, what was the beef?
No, I never had an ongoing feud, but I tell you what I would have is just people just don't like me for some reason. I mean, from what they say, but then when we start talking, they be like, oh, I think you're a nice person. Some people will just have this, like, they will look at you and be like, I just do not like that person. I mean, what do you think about that? I think that's just crazy. We in our mind just think of the craziest things to be mad at a person for what?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I try
I've
not
never
to
had
judge
you
people
with nobody for long to be that, like, I don't like
I mean,
you.
There are people
I'm gonna
that
tell,
I really
I'm gonna
have
tell you why I don't like it. I'm gonna tell you why we're not speaking. And until we get it right, we're not gonna speak. And until you apologize to me, we're not going to speak.
There are some people that I've not naturally just didn't like, you know, for some reason, like for one reason or another. But I never had an ongoing beef with anybody. Most of the times, if we got some bad blood, the moment I lay eyes on you, I'm addressing it.
Right.
And for God's sake, please don't threaten me.
Right.
Like, please, for God's sake, do not threaten me at all, because I'm definitely going to address it. All that back and forth, I don't beef on social media with people. I don't air out people's dirty laundry. I don't rant and, you know, sneak this people. That's not my thing. But, like, if it comes, I'm dealing with it accordingly, because I come to a thing like, you can't take for granted that people are threatening you. If somebody say they're going to get at you when they see you, when you see me, let's get it over with. That's how I roll. That's how
I am.
Let's
get it over with, like what?
Like, whatever you said you was going to do to me, do it now. That's how I roll. That's just how I roll. But I'm not going back and forth.
You're too old for that.
No, that's just how I roll. Because I, as a man, I can't have people out here just threatening me all willy-nilly. Because I want you to just go and prove it.
I don't even know why they threaten you.
But if they don't know, then they shouldn't say it.
I laugh at people like that, but I just don't like to be threatened. Don't threaten me. With the same people that do that, the same people you have known to never do anything, have never been no altercation, nothing.
Some people would jump out there, and maybe they just don't know you be about that life and sometimes. But I don't have no arch enemies or arch rivals. It's people that naturally probably just don't like me. Some people that I probably be hanging out with and
but why?
That don't like. I don't know.
That's
like,
my question towards everything. You hate that though. But my thing is, what is the reason why? We would never be friends.
But if you can't tell me why, I'm not really worried. If you can't tell me why, I don't even really care. I don't care if you don't like me. But yeah, so that's the thing. Have you ever met a person off of social media that you ended up just being super cool with? Have you befriended a person off of social media yet?
Well, yeah, I've befriended a person off of social media, but the thing is, we've always seen each other, like, outside. I've met a couple people like that, but we just never, you know, maybe I had a good picture that day. And you know, I just said I liked it. And so then I will just have a conversation with these people. You always do that. I always meet people like that, and we've been very cool. Not a no dating type of stuff. It's just that they're very cool individuals, and I appreciate that.
I ain't even gonna lie. It's some people that I follow on Instagram that I would love to, like, be friends with and hang out with. Or they my friends in my head. Like, I like their style or whatever the case may be. And, like, I enjoy them, you know, as people.
You know why I don't like that, though? Because these are the same people that you may see outside. But then they always, you know, liking your stuff on, you know, Instagram. But then when they see you outside, they don't speak, though. But they wait till you get back on Instagram and then they DM you. I don't like people like that.
I don't like the socially awkward folks. That, like, you know, they just, when you see me out, they stir. But you always like it now. It'd be some people that be in my DM that I will see out. If I never open your stuff in my DM and I see it and I don't even open it or whatever, I ain't gonna speak to you in person because I've been trying to avoid you every which way that I could possibly too. So I've been trying to avoid you anyway. So if I'm avoiding you in my DM, I'm not speaking to you when I see you out. So don't even expect it because I see you but I didn't call you.
On the flip side, I go in people DM sometimes.
Sometimes you got to go up in there.
Oh, listen, sometimes you got to bust up in that DM. I'm feeling them certain way. Listen, but it's only, let me tell you something. It's only for that night, okay? I'm just feeling some type of way. So I'm like, hey, what's up? Because I'm like, up in there, sleep, right, tired. So I'm like, oh, what's going on? But don't think it's for the law. You know what I mean? Don't think it's like, oh, he's really, you know, feeling me. No, it's just someday I was like, okay, let me just jump up in his DM real quick. You know what I mean? I can see the street as me, too.
And when you go in the DM, we sending out love.
Listen,
me jumping in the DM is my version of sending out love.
I'm sending more than love.
You know what I mean? Thirst.
I'm sending love. Invitation. I'm telling you that much. But yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
I kind of feel like when you're single and stuff, you can do
whatever you want to do. Yeah, when you're single, you can do whatever you want to do. And not to mention that, like, a lot of people are hooking up off Instagram these days. It's the unofficial dating website. Like 6 or more pictures, meet me in a DM.
It's more than dating apps, too.
And that's how people feel. Like,
yeah, I just, you know what I mean? I don't think it's nothing wrong with going into, you know, a person DM just to let them know, you know, how you feel, just to let you know, you know what I mean? You can say what's up and all that. It's nothing wrong with going to a person DM. I enjoy it. You know, some days I'm just tired and I feel like, let me just see what this person got going on for the day. You know what I mean? That don't mean keep texting me and stuff, but sometimes I might be the number two.
I think there's some beautiful relationships that can spark off out of the DM.
No, I don't, because I...
You don't think you can meet nobody on Instagram and end up being with them?
I have this thing, is if I did that to you, somebody else can do this to you, and you want to do the same thing to me.
All the time.
Oh, it is. I think it always.
I don't feel like that.
People are nasty and dumb.
But that don't mean just because I met you in the DM and we hooked up, I mean, every time you're not DM thugging all the time.
Sure. It means exactly that.
So if you meet somebody in a DM, don't you try to build nothing?
Nothing.
Oh.
We ain't got nothing to talk about.
Damn.
Yep, sorry.
You're just an invitation to wear the beard.
Oh. To the beard, or sometimes, or the car, or...
When neither one of us can host.
When neither one of us can host, okay? I'm telling you that now. Be honest. And now I know, and listen, and see, that is going to really, you know, make me upset, like, if I know neither one of us can host, it ain't nothing we can really talk about either. What are we talking for?
Well, I ain't gonna lie. It's a couple people on Instagram.
Baby, let me tell you something.
That I really, really like. Like, it's a couple people on my Instagram that I like. Not even a couple. It's one person in particular. I ain't even gonna add them out. But I really like somebody on Instagram. Like, a whole lot. I got an IG crush for real. Like, that I'm really, really, like, really could see myself. I could see myself being with this person. Like, I just love the way they, I just love everything about them. Like,
straight from Instagram.
And
then when you meet them in person, there's nothing like that.
I don't think it's gonna be like that. I think this person, like, it checks out. I'm a good judge of character. Like, I don't know. I don't think so.
You are not. I promise you. On everything that I love.
Y'all can just see the way I look at them.
On everything I love, you are not a good judge of character.
As far as what?
You are not a good judge of content. Can't really break that down.
Well, whatever you say, but this is the person on there that I think, like, we will really, really kind of, we would click. It's somebody on Instagram that I think we really click.
Well, I'm going to give you a challenge tonight. DM him.
We already been in the DM.
Oh.
At this point, digits is exchanged.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's going on from there?
Dates and getting to know each other.
Have you
ever
been on a date yet?
No, but we will.
No, it ain't that much talking.
We haven't did a lot of talking, though. We just exchanged numbers. It was like this little thing.
Exchange numbers for what?
To talk, so we can arrange a date or talk more.
When I exchange with you, it's like, all right, let me just see what's going on.
Okay, so you, of course, you know that it ain't even like that easy, because of course you know they don't live.
And
they in another state.
And that's the best thing I know.
You already know if this has anything to do with me, you know they in a whole another state.
But let me tell you. So if we exchange numbers on Wednesday, we're gonna text Thursday, Friday when I get off of work. Do you know where I'm going? I'm hitting up out of here. Pew, I'm gone.
How you gonna be?
Pew.
But yeah, so they out of town, but I'm just trying to plan. But see, I have so much, you know, this is around a busy time of year for me, so I'm trying to plan around. I can do some family stuff. I can go out on a little date. So I'm just trying to, but I'm just really actually trying to go this weekend. Just go see them, but it's Christmas. I think I might still do it. It depends on, I got to see what's going on. But yeah, it's a person I like, man, on Instagram. And I think they is all that. If you listening, I think you like that. And you know I'm talking about you.
And Retro Miles
and IG. That's it. Hot Tamale.
Oh. Miley.
Miles. Mark. And you know what? I grew up with no nicknames and always wanted nicknames. And I wait till I get 30 and got like 6 of them. Mm. Mile.
Mark.
They were like, Dago Mark. Mark is like, nobody really want to come across Mark. Because Mark don't got no sense. Like, Mark is off his rockers. Y'all don't want to meet Mark. Mark is straight a loose cannon.
No, I think Miley was a loose cannon.
Hot Tamale was the deal. It was no other than Hot Tamale. Hot Tamale was just like what it was. Like, it was just young and crazy.
Young and dumb.
But I think it's safe to say we're going to wrap this one up.
Yeah, we should.
I feel good about it. I hope y'all, you know, laugh with us. Y'all listened along.
I
got
love
your
fans. Let me just say, I love the
feedback, man.
And it's very genuine.
It is so genuine. And it's free. It don't take nothing to support us. You ain't got to buy it. At some point, we might get to the point where we might have product or something. But other than that, thank y'all for y'all support, man. We just doing this for the love of what we do. It's just
the feedback has been great.
And the feedback has been amazing. So thank y'all. And we out.